to In Depth with Academia and Price, CEO of Academia.edu, and your host for today's deep dive into some of the most thought-provoking research being published right now. Remember, my job here is to help you explore these ideas, not to endorse them. So keep that in mind as we get started. Today's episode is all about a paper by Ruku Ayanson that takes on a topic a lot of people, consciously or unconsciously, really in their bones, long of not enough that can get cast across a person's life. The paper is Te Putama o Te Ora Framework, Inherited Wounds, Learned Limits. It weaves together some pretty fascinating threads, epigenetics, parentification, and a uniquely Maori perspective on wellness and healing. So what at the core of this paper, why does it matter? Well, the big question Ruku Ayanson is tackling is how early life experiences, like not feeling as loved a sibling or being expected, take care of the family from a young age, shape both our brains and our sense self, the way into adulthood. More than that, can these kinds of wounds actually live on in bodies, even in our genes? It's a huge deal, because touches on why some people struggle with things like chronic insecurity, depression, substance, even nidality. Is it just about personal, or does society, environment, and biology all play into it? It's a question that's not just right, it seriously affects people's. So first off, let's talk about epigenetics. This is one of those buzzwordy concepts, honestly, way cooler than sounds. Our genes are like blueprints, but epigenetics about how those prints get read and altered through experiences. Ruku Ayanson, that things like childhood neglect can actually change how certain genes are expressed, especially those tied to stress. Imagine your body's stress response being dialed up, not when you're a kid, but setting a tone for. That's not something you can through with willpower or a self-help book, you know? The paper then gets into parent AFL, where a child has step in and act more apparent than a kid, toss in some sibling inequality, say a brother who gets all the praise while you're quietly expected to hold the family together, and you up with what the author calls the debt that was never agreed to. Heavy, and it not something most people talk about at BBQs, but I think almost everyone can see shade of that in their own network. The case studied in the paper is composite character Mia lived all of this. Her struggles, substance, relationship violence, feeling empty, responsible for everyone. These aren't failures of character, the author argues. They're logical responses to years of never quite feeling like enough. And, importantly, years of being told in subtle ways that love had to earn, then, totally switching gears for a sec. Has anyone ever noticed how always seem to immediately understand who the favourite family member is? Like, the just. Sorry, I digress. Back to Mia. The research ties in how Maori concepts like wakapapa genealogy, ancestry, and Hawaii ritual energy suggest these wounds aren't just personal, intergenerational even. Sometimes the not good enough feeling isn't just about your own parents, but about larger patterns, histories, and paper isn't just doom and gloom. It suggests too, a big point is the Te Putama o Te Ora framework, a nine-dimension model for Maori wellness that goes way beyond just fixing symptoms. It looks at mental health, spiritual well-being, physical wellness, identity, and even financial wellness. Wow, talk about holistic than just reading. It asks us to consider where these wounds come from and how to start healing, addressing the roots, not just the branches. So what does this all mean, you, the listener? I think the paper's real message is that if you, or someone you care about, has felt weighed by a sense of never being enough or by feeling like you owe and can never repay, you're not defective, and those may not have started with you alone. Understanding your personal, family, and even cultural history can help you sense of your story. Of course, as always, I am not endorsing any particular theory or approach here, but if this framework resonates, maybe it's to reflect on or discuss. At the end of the day, academic research, like this paper by R. Ayanson, isn't about handing you all the answers. It's about offering possible ways to deeper, to get curious, and maybe to start rewriting some of old scripts. So be gentle yourself. Healing is a long, winding, there isn't one single map. Thanks so much for listening to Depth with Academia. Are these ideas spark some curiosity, or at least good conversations around table? Remember, research gives us tools, not absolute truth. Until next time, keep exploring and be well.